Hey, you guys, this is Richard Sachs. I'm your host on Lost Arts Radio. And I have to make a confession before we introduce our guests. Lost Arts Radio Live today is actually not quite live. We're recording it yesterday, which is kind of confusing because it's today for me right now since I'm still in yesterday. And we had to do that because of all the schedules involved. So I apologize. Everything else is the same. And basically, the idea of this show, it's all around the issues surrounding the so-called pandemic that we have going on. I'm sure you've noticed it with everybody running around with unusual things on their faces and looking at each other very suspiciously, more than they do usually. That's called a pandemic, and so we're going to talk about that, those things that people are wearing and what's coming in the future, depending on what decisions people make now. And there's a lot of interesting points, and we're not going to have time to go through all of it because this is going to go by in a flash in the time for the live show. So we're going to be back soon to take it up again. And for today's quick show, we've got Dr. Rima Labo, MD, and Ralph Fusitola, JD, the co-trustees of Natural Solutions Foundations, involved in many other projects as well. Friends of ours who have been here many times. And we're going to talk about updates and things that have happened since they're here last time. And important aspects for you, all of you. So welcome, both of you, and happy to be here with you.
Thank you.
Happy to be with you, too.
Always a pleasure, Richard.
So just in kind of a spontaneous manner, let's talk about what's going on now, any kind of background lead up to it that you feel is important to bring everybody up to speed who may not have noticed that there's a pandemic happening all over the world, and what issues we want to focus on.
Let's start with the big news. The big news is we are publishing a powerful new ebook about masking, or as we sometimes refer to it with reference to the brilliant phrase from Gerald Celente, sadomaskism. So that's the big news, and we'll get to that. But maybe, Dr. Rima, why don't you tell people about what the science was before the politicians got involved?
Well, the science before the politicians got involved is the same as the science after the politicians got involved. The public advice is political theater, and that is you have to mask, because if you don't mask, you're exposing yourself to COVID-19, and you're exposing other people to COVID-19, and you're selfish, and you're irrational, and you're unscientific, and you're a barbarian and a bad person, and probably your feet smell. If, on the other hand, you look at the science, you find a very, very different picture. I look at science. There are areas where science has no place at all, which is, do I love you? That's not a scientific question, even though we can determine what the neurochemical flux might be if I do love you or if I don't. But where we're looking at evidence-based reality, like does a mask or an N95 respirator, which is only called a mask, it's actually a respirator, does a mask or a respirator actually prevent the transmission or the infection with a viral particle? And that hasn't changed, even though the political theater is very active. It's a lot like street theater, and you see it on the streets with people wearing masks and mobbing other people who are not wearing masks. And I've been writing numerous articles along with Ralph at opensourcetruth.com about the science and the reality of masking in this make-believe planned pandemic. Why is it a make-believe pandemic? According to the CDC, a pandemic means that of the susceptible population, 7% will die if the pandemic runs its natural course. 7%. At this point, even with the completely cooked books of the COVID statistics in the United States, we have a death rate of something like 0.0006, which, if I remember my math correctly, is smaller than 7. So we don't have a pandemic. We have political theater. And USA Today, a propaganda rag of the First Order, published a fact-check article, which they say, and this is hilarious, is supported by Facebook. Facebook supports the fact-check journalism of USA Today. What could possibly go wrong? So I read the article, the fact-check article on masking, and it was so egregious, it made my teeth hurt when I read it. And I said, oh, dear Lord in heaven, somebody has to refute these article points one after another on the basis of, dare I say, science. And so I did. And it turned into a 18-page paper, which we have just published. And it is the science of masking. Now, I have to say, USA Today and the author Ella Lee, who wrote this piece, got a few things right. First of all, she used apostrophes correctly in the title. There are two apostrophes, and they are correctly used. Now, not everybody uses apostrophes correctly. And then the last two items in the piece say, no, it is not true that Democrats don't mask. The picture that's being circulated on the internet is actually from December, before all this was on the public horizon. Now they're wearing masks. And two, Mike Pence did not, in fact, touch empty boxes of masks in a video that Jimmy Kimmel apparently edited to show, to make it look as if he did, and has now been removed. Everything else in the piece, like masks are safe, masks don't cause an increase in carbon dioxide, masks don't suppress the immune system, masks prevent the spread of coronavirus, everything else is massively untrue. It is a lie. It is fact, quote, quote, check, quote, quote, journalism, quote, quote, supported by Facebook. And I wrote this book, this ebook, in order to give you, the people who have your minds in gear, the information that you need for yourself, for your own assurance, for the people who say, why don't you put on a mask? You're so selfish. Well, science doesn't support it. And in fact, it's quite the contrary. It's a bad idea, a very bad idea. And I also wrote it because I couldn't stand the propaganda without a response. Now, Ralph, and I hope the link is available on this on this transmission for that book. And we urge you to sign up at opensourcetruth.com for our mailing list, because we put out a lot of verified information. And
online momentarily.
Okay. And we also have a wallet card for you, an advanced sanitary masking directive, which you can hold up and say, no, I do not have to mask because I am protected by the Americans with Disability Act. I have a condition that allows me to feel that it is unhealthy for me to mask, and you, sir or madam, are not a Target employee or a Costco employee or bus conductor, are not permitted to ask me about it because that is a crime punishable by jail. It's a felony, actually, punishable by jail time and fines if you do challenge me under the Americans with Disability Act. And this wallet card will be available probably late next week. We have it available for pre-sale. And it does not, I'm very proud of Ralph and me, it does not conclude with nyeh, nyeh, nyeh.
I bet Congress is really, really stressed over the fact that they passed that Americans with Disabilities Act. They're thinking, how could we have ever done something that, you know, out of line, but
exactly. Well, obviously, the 2010 Rockefeller report called Lockdown, which predicts every single step that we're going through.
I think you mean lockstep.
Lockstep. I'm so sorry. Lockdown, lockstep. What's the difference?
Right.
Called lockstep. Thank you. Was produced 20 years after the initial passage of the Americans with Disability Act, which was 1990, was then revised in 2009. So lockstep failed to take into account the fact that we did have at least a masking protection. Masking, bottom line, does not prevent the spread of coronavirus. It does have serious health consequences. I'll just take one more second before Ralph tells you about the card. It is said, well, for a few people, the decrease in oxygen and the increase in carbon dioxide that the mask results in, even, you know, your bandana or your chiffon handkerchief, for a few people, that might be a problem. So I added up the number of people who have known diagnoses that make masking dangerous for them. And it came out to about one person in, almost half of the entire population of the United States with heart disease and chemotherapy survival or active chemotherapy and COPD and asthma. And many of these are vaccine injuries, by the way. And so about half of the population of the United States has conditions that make it dangerous for them to mask, and the other half shouldn't anyway, because it doesn't work.
So that's in federal law, ADA. So that means all of these states, counties, and cities and towns that are declaring that you must wear masks, every single one of them has to have this exception in it, doesn't it?
Every single one already has this exception in it, because federal law supersedes state and local law and regulations. So there is no place within the legal umbrella of the United States that does not allow people who declare themselves to be unwilling to mask for health reasons, and that can be emotional, physical, psychological health reasons, to be compelled to put a rag on their face. And oh, by the way, masks are not covered by OSHA. Respirators are. And an N95 mask is a respirator. And it does not permit the 19.5% oxygen level that, I will hang that up, it does not permit that level of oxygenation, even though OSHA says it must. And OSHA says nothing at all about rags over your face.
So the danger really is from not wearing a mask is if the other customers come and tackle you and drag you out or beat you up or things like that, right?
It's not
that you're legally on shaky ground.
Not at all. If you properly assert your rights.
Yeah.
If you just say, I'm a patriot, I'm not going to put no damn mask on my face. No, you haven't asserted
your
rights.
That doesn't work.
Right. That doesn't count as asserting your right.
Yeah, exactly. So Ralph's muted again. Somehow he got muted.
Ralph should never
be muted. I'm unmuted. The point was, the law tells us really clearly in many different ways, unless you assert your right, any one of your informed consent rights, and we're talking about informed consent rights here essentially, unless you assert your right will be deemed waived. If you are silent, you are consenting. And the mask, of course, makes us all silent.
Right. You know, and so if you walk in and you don't even say, I'm exempt, then they can, I assume they can throw you out.
Right.
But if they know you're exempt, that's another deal. So I'm wondering if a big chain makes a policy that everybody has to wear masks in the entire chain, that still, even though they're not the government, if I understand you right, they still have to have the exception. Is that correct?
McDonald's or Costco or Boeing or whatever corporation is not, at least officially, yet the government.
Right.
We pass laws in this country, which sometimes we pay attention to and sometimes not. We pass laws in this country, and one of those laws was passed in 1990 and revised in 2009, and it's called the Americans with Disabilities Act. And every state and every community and every company within the United States border or sway of impact, which means an embassy in some foreign place, which is U.S. soil, technically, mm-hmm. is obliged to follow U.S. law. Those laws are very clear. Ralph can talk about this. A person with a disability need only identify that they are a person with a disability, not what the disability is.
Exactly.
And they must be accommodated. I have a service dog. He has a vest that says service dog in training. He's actually a service dog in training. I walk with him into a place that says clearly on the door, no pets allowed. But he is permitted, and I am permitted to bring him and not to be asked, so what's your dog for, huh? They can ask nothing except, as they usually stupidly do, is that a service dog? And I point to his vest and I say, yes, he is a service dog. And they say, sometimes they say, well, what's he for? Now that's a federal offense. And I just, instead of making a big deal out of it, I say, well, he keeps me out of trouble. Right. And they say, oh, okay. And they go away because I am protected and the service animal is protected from discrimination. Now, I don't have to have a service animal to have a disability, but I do have to have the card that we're making available that says, I refuse to mask under the Americans for Disability Act. And if you ask me about it, you are committing a federal offense, fella. Doesn't say that on the card. Or I could stand there and make that declaration as long as I put in all the right words and he records it.
Right. Now, the point to be made here is that private companies are just as much obligated to abide by the Americans with Disabilities Act as anybody else. And in fact, all those ramps outside of stores and things that we've learned to use over the past few decades are all there because of those laws that prevent discrimination against people who have disabilities. So, you know, it's definite law. Now, I am posting as we speak. So this is yesterday, of course, as Richard has pointed out. So yesterday I posted the ebook. And right this moment, I am actually going on the main page of Dr. Rima Truth Reports. And just under the sign-up form in the center of the page, I'm going to be putting in, pressing the Edit Page button, I'm going to be putting in a link. There'll be a little banner with Dr. Rima on it saying that this is the ebook, and there'll be a link under that. When you click on it, you'll be able to download the ebook or actually read it right there online. So that happens yesterday. As we speak.
Well, there is no time. Yesterday is today and today is tomorrow.
Absolutely.
So there you go. Ralph has just proven it with the help of Richard Sachs. And I'm so glad to have established that as fact. We urge you to sign up for the Natural Solutions Foundation free newsletter. You can do that on any of our pages, including opensourcetruth.com and truthaboutcoronavirus.com. And God knows we need truth about coronavirus. The reality is that it's not a pandemic. It's a social control activity, which Right. unfortunately is going off quite well. and we have to stop that.
One of the things that seems to be happening right now, Dr. Rima, is that the authorities in the different localities within the U.S. subject to ADA restrictions are realizing this is really inconvenient for them, and they're looking at psychological ways to increase the pressure, peer pressure primarily, to make people wear the mask out of fear of the other customers in the store. And
someone is going to get killed. Someone is going to get mobbed and killed unless we get the word out. And we are powerful. Each of the people listening to this has 10, 20, 40 contacts. Each of them have 10, 20, 40 contacts, and so on. We are powerful. We can disseminate information, and we can tell people, because we have a lovely young woman who is now working with us to post articles on Open Source Truth, and we're doing Facebook Live interviews with her once a week, and so on. She lives in the upstate New York area. She was in a Whole Foods, and she was mobbed because she was not wearing a mask. She was at an outdoor, open-air farmer's market, and she was mobbed because she was not wearing a mask. Now, she did not claim the Americans with Disability exemption, because she didn't know about it when these two events happened. She will now, and she will pull out her little wallet card and say, "Avaunt thee," as they said in Elizabethan times. She will say, "I am exempt under the Americans with Disability Act."
What about the idea, the thing that they cite, which is they might say, "Well, okay, we agree. You don't have to wear a mask. You just can't come in the store because we have the right to refuse service to anybody."
Yes, please. And then I will be such a wealthy woman, because this is such an egregious discrimination in terms of the Americans with Disability Act. And the penalties provided are substantial. Oh, yes. Please.
Okay,
please. And I will take out my camera and I will film you telling me, please say that again, sir. Yeah, I will film you telling me that because of company policy, that's deep pockets, because of company policy, you are preventing me under the Americans with Disability Act, nonetheless, from entering your store. Yes, please.
And everybody has cameras now. I'm going to ask you a harder question, and we may just have to, you know, leave this off for now. Maybe we can only talk to a certain group of people. But you do phone consultation, I believe, with patients all over the world. And we have listeners in other countries. Are they out of luck, or what's going on if they don't have an ADA?
It's a very, very, very good question. We are in touch with people, colleagues who spread truth as we do in Australia. Next Thursday or next Wednesday, I'll be doing an interview like this one in New Zealand. We have colleagues in Canada. We have colleagues all over the world. Now, every advanced country, and the United States as well, every advanced country has an equivalent act to the Americans with Disability Act.
Wow.
In Australia, it's Article 117 of a particular act. And each of these places allows you to exempt yourself or to be accommodated, either one, in light of your disability. In Australia, for example, it says that it is illegal for the government or an individual or corporation, corporate entity, to assume that someone has an infectious disease and treat them as if they did on the basis of a presumption. That's cool. Now, yeah. The reason you're being told to mask is because you're assumed to have an infectious disease. So in Australia, legal counsel needs to devise the particular wording. Our card is the vaccine exemption card that we have, the gold advanced medical directive, that card works anywhere in the world that the Geneva Convention, yes, that the Geneva Convention has been ratified, which is pretty much every country in the world. The silver one, which we have proofs of, we don't yet have the physical card to show you, is specifically focused around the U.S. regulation. There is no reason that people around the world cannot avail themselves of the legal protection of their country's law.
Okay, and how do they look it up if they have no idea what it is?
They go online and they say they search for something like protection for people with disability or legal status of disabled persons, or they call their favorite friendly lawyer and they say, hey, listen, how does this work? I know how it works in the United States because I heard about it there, but here in Vanuatu, what protection do I have?
Right. Okay, good, good. So so there's two issues here. Well, there's a lot of issues, but the two immediate ones that you're talking about are what to do as long as the other customers aren't mauling you. And the other one is how to prevent that from happening.
Well, to me, I can see two scenarios in my mind. One is I walk into a store and I'm not masked. And the greeter at the door says, either would you please put on a face covering or we have a face covering. Would you like one? And I say, no, thank you. I have a health issue. And they say, oh, okay. And I proceed into the store. Of course, if they say, no, you can't come in, I videotape them and I sue the shit out of the company. But leaving that aside, and now I'm in the store without a mask. And somebody says, why aren't you wearing a mask? And I say, I have a health condition that prevents me from doing so. They might back off or they might say, what? You're selfish. You're blah, 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 and go through their, you know, propagandized script. And a whole bunch of people might come together. Now, it seems to me that if I take out my card, which is a physical thing with a legal statement on it, and I've signed it, and I say, this is an assertion of my legal right under the Americans with Disability Act. Would you please get out of my way now? The likelihood is that they're going to back off.
Yeah.
If, on the other hand, I say, no, 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 I'm a patriot and I don't believe in masking and it's my God-given right to have my face uncovered and that sort of emotional thing.
Not going to work.
What's going to happen is that people are going to be scripted by all the propaganda to leap up and down and eventually somebody's going to get hurt in that kind of scenario. And there are open and concealed carry states where somebody is going to get shot. But I think that the presence of the card, the actual physical, very official looking statement signed, etc., presence of the card will bring the hysteria down several notches because it looks like the person who's asserting their rights with the card actually knows what they're talking about. And in fact, they do. So I can't guarantee that it's a shield against insanity. Oh, would that I could guarantee a shield against insanity. But what I can say is that I believe that just in the same way that presenting the gold advanced vaccine directive card gives the predator pause as they say, oh, this is official. This is real. I better not push this here. And I know that happens because it's happened with me. And we have reports of people using it with rabid school officials and so on and pediatricians. People say, okay, I guess you do have a right of informed consent, and they back off. And I expect the same thing will happen with the card. I know that I will feel more confident and I will feel safer with an official, correct assertion of my right that somebody can actually read and say, oh.
Yeah, you can't disagree with things that are actually put on cards like that.
From a lawyer standpoint, it's all about asserting rights because silence is consent.
Yeah, really important.
Well, here it is yesterday, and I want you people tomorrow to know that it is now posted. If you go to Dr. Rima, that's D-R-R, two R's in a row, Dr. Rima, R-I-M-A, truthreports.com, and just scroll down a few inches, you will see the banner and the link. It'll take you to a page where you can then download the ebook or actually read it on the page. It gets embedded. Right there on that page, when you go below the ebook, you'll see a link to the gold and silver masks. Gold and silver cards.
Right.
And we have dropped the price of the cards drastically, and we are covering shipping and handling in the United States in order to get as many of these into people's hands as possible. Wearing a mask can actually feasibly, reasonably cause enough physiological damage to actually trigger a heart attack or a stroke. Masks are not trivial. They are, in fact, dangerous for very close to half the population of the United States and ill-advised for the rest. I mean, it just breaks my heart when I see a four-year-old trying to play in a mask. This is a really bad idea.
I've seen regulations recently requiring them down to age two.
Well, the CDC, that's the Center for Disease Creation, requires or advises that children under two should not wear masks. That's good. I don't qualify in most definitions as a child under two, but I don't think that I should wear a mask. I don't think that you should wear a mask. The science is more than abundant, which is why I wrote the new ebook. And by the way, I urge, I beg, I plead with everyone within the sound of our voices to share the links, share the information. We are the reliable source, the mainstream media and the corrupted alternative media are not reliable sources. We are.
Don't you think it's really interesting that they've come up with this slogan also in stores that makes it much less stressful and more justified to attack everyone else who's not wearing a mask by saying, "My mask protects you, your mask protects me."
Oh, yes, it's just mutual.
Have you seen that?
Yes.
No, I haven't, but excuse me while I throw up.
Well, okay. While you're doing that, let's remind folks that in 1918, there was an anti-mask movement starting in San Francisco, led by a physician who pointed out everything we are saying, including all the stuff that's in the ebook. It was bad science 102 years ago, and it remains bad science.
I didn't know. What were people trying to require masks for during the
1918 pandemic flu?
And a lot of people wore masks. There are pictures of people, of government activities happening out of doors. They held court on the front steps of the courthouse instead of indoors. Those were, you know, not unreasonable. But a lot of people were masked. And in case anyone forgot, 500,000 Americans died in the great influenza pandemic of 1918-1919. And by the way, 1 million Americans died in the 1957-58 Asian flu pandemic.
And you've told us
hundreds of thousands died in 2018 in the influenza pandemic, which nobody even talked about when it was happening.
You've told us before about the 1918 pandemic, about where it came from. We obviously don't have time to recap the whole thing, but in 30 seconds, you want to mention that?
Vaccines and drugs.
Perfect storm. The perfect storm. If you want to cook up a worldwide pandemic, you do it as was done in 1918, so that 100 million people died, a lot of excess mouths that they didn't have to feed as they rebuilt Europe.
Vaccines
and started in military bases in the USA.
Vaccines and drugs caused and perpetuated the worldwide 1918 pandemic.
So don't you think it's something to be grateful for that they're just using false numbers to create this one? Because it could be a real, you know, serious, deadly virus.
The numbers are really interesting. And we published a most important article. We republished it where the two authors show that not only are the numbers cooked, but what the numbers really show is that while there is a slight uptick in the number of very elderly people dying, so people are dying a little faster, there was a dramatic reduction in the number of infants and very young children dying. Normally, and this is a horrible normal, normally in the United States, about 700 infants and very young children die every week from various sources. Half of those are listed as SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, which is, of course, another way of saying vaccine injury.
Exactly.
700 a week. Well, except since the start of the lockdown, or since a couple of weeks after the start of the lockdown, that number has gone down to 5 a week.
Gone down to what you were cutting out.
500 a week. Okay. Now, a reduction from 700 to 500 is extremely, very serious statistics. We're not talking about mere variations. We're talking about a major change, and it's half of those less deaths at least are SIDS, deaths that have not occurred. What changed? What happened with the start of the pandemic that would save lives? Well, one thing happened. Pediatricians stopped giving vaccines, and we all have got to understand the experiment that we've asked for decades to show that vaccines are not safe. It's happened. The children were not vaccinated, and they lived. And if that's not important, I don't know what is.
Right. Wow.
We've got to stop all childhood vaccines. You know, we submitted to the FDA a petition back a little over a year ago. I think it was in March of 2019. And that petition, it called upon the government, but the FDA, to immediately suspend all childhood and adult vaccine approvals, because all of those approvals were in violation of federal law, and they are, and we show in the petition precisely how they violate federal law with peer-reviewed and similar citations, 100 footnotes. And in that petition, we called upon them to act immediately. Of course, they haven't acted at all. But the FDA, by not acting for another 52 weeks and plus, another 200 children died.
Let me add something that's very important before we run out of time.
Yep.
Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. A remarkable attorney in New York State, Patty Finn, is bringing a case before the Supreme Court, or presenting it to the Supreme Court for it to be accepted by the Supreme Court to be heard. It's a mandatory vaccination case. It's a very strong case. It's a very important case. It's about your right to say no to vaccines. It's about my right to say no to vaccines. Your mask doesn't protect me, and mine doesn't protect you, but this lawsuit will protect you and me. And we are raising money for Patty's work on this case, so that, because the family cannot afford to support the costs of a brief to the Supreme Court, we are helping her do that. And Ralph, if you could put the link where you can go, you can send a check, you can
as we speak yesterday, I was putting the link on the Dr. Rima Truth Report's main page, directly below.
That's very interesting. Yesterday, I am putting the link on. Woo!
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're talking
to people who are in the future.
Yes, right. Exactly. Well, we're all in the future if we understand it.
I hear, by the way, our friend and mentor, General Burt, chuckling in the background.
Yeah, good.
Yes.
This is a lot like the movie Terminator. It's just an added part at the end.
So the point is, this case is enormously, enormously important. And we are taking it upon ourselves to support Counsel Finn in her outstanding work in health freedom. The case, if the Supreme Court accepts it, and we believe that they have no choice but to accept it because of technical reasons that she's carefully woven into the case, if the Supreme Court accepts it, there's a very good chance that the deadly specter of forced vaccination for our kids and for us, and oh, by the way, this new vaccine crop coming up is gene editing vaccines.
Oh, vile.
Be afraid. Yeah. If the point is that this case is heard by the court, we believe it will very likely be decided in such a way that mandatory vaccine threats will vaporize.
How soon could that realistically happen?
Well,
has to file. The Supreme Court has recently extended deadlines because of COVID. Which is good because it's giving her a chance to really work through the petition. So sometime in the next few weeks, she has to file a formal petition with the U.S. Supreme Court. She has to show in that petition that a decision of the Third Circuit and a decision of the Fourth Circuit conflict. But most importantly, both circuits made wrong findings and in conflict, and they both misinterpreted the leading Supreme Court case on vaccination, Jacobson versus Massachusetts from 1905. And so the Supreme Court has to not only defend its prior jurisprudence, but it has to resolve the difference between the two circuits. And that's exactly the sort of case the Supreme Court grabs.
Yeah, because nobody can do that except for them, I guess.
And they are required to do so. So she brilliantly basically trapped the Supreme Court into having to take this case. The case is about mandatory vaccination, and we must support Counsel Finn bringing, of course, Ralph will be helping her by probably writing an amicus brief, but it's her case. And we must support her because this is the only case that we know of that has been before the Supreme Court on mandatory vaccination in the last 115 years.
And how do they support that?
We have a Fundly page, FUNDLY, a Fundly page. And if you go to Dr. Rima, truthreports.com, you will see right on the top, right under the Nano Silver FAQs link, you will see a link that says support vaccine choice litigation. And it gives you that Fundly link. It's Fundly, FUNDLY.com/support-natural-therapies. And that's our general Fundly page, which we're using right now to support that litigation.
Natural therapies, singular or plural?
Plural.
Okay.
Do we have one more moment to discuss this, Richard?
And I don't want to forget, you know, since we have 6 minutes, is that the philanthropist who's now in charge of the world, a person who's just working selflessly for humanity and fortunately has unlimited money, has said that the new vaccine is going to be a game changer. And so
we need
to take a minute at some point to get into the detail of how it's going to change the game.
I would love to do that. And I know Ralph would too. But before we do that, let me say that the game changer that I'm looking at that is positive as opposed to philanthropist Gates' game changer, which could be no more negative in the world. The one that I'm looking at, this case, is so important that, yeah, Natural Solutions is a tiny foundation, and we always need donations, and we always need help financially. I want you to give the money that you might give to us, a dollar, $5, $50,000, whatever it is. I want you to give it to the Fundly account for support of Counsel Finn's case before the Supreme Court. Because everything we do, we believe, is very important, or we wouldn't do it. Nothing reaches the level of significance of this case right now, aside from protecting your own health and that of your family. So in terms of the new vaccine, gene editing vaccines on the experimental level have been something that has been drooled over by crazy people for quite a while. And all of the gene editing therapies and all of the gene editing vaccines so far tried have disastrous consequences for the experimental animals, human or otherwise. For example, a gene editing vaccine was used in a group of mice who were exposed to a viral infection, an animal model of COVID-19. And all of the mice developed robust antibody responses. Now, antibodies are not necessarily protective against disease. They're just a way that the body responds if you irritate it sufficiently. So they developed a lot of antibodies. When they were re-exposed to the same viral agent that the vaccine was supposed to prevent infection by, all of them developed cytokine storms and died horribly.
And that would be after the, that would right. be outside. Sorry, Ralph, go ahead.
Yeah, you have to understand what's happening here, folks. They are proposing to give you a vaccine, which is going to be unsafety tested, knowing that for 5 years they've tried to develop a vaccine against SARS-1. This is SARS-2 we're talking about, after all. And they failed to make that vaccine. And Dr. Rima just said to you, the vaccine they give you when you are re-exposed to the second, third, or fourth wave of COVID, it will kill you. This is mass world depopulation. You will not be allowed to go to stores, to go to public places, to travel on public transportation, to go on airplanes, unless you have the vaccine, unless you have the number of this beast in your body.
But wait, and, there's more.
There's more. Kill that
it's fast. Even better. The vaccines, unlike any vaccine that's ever been used before, and they're all bad enough, the vaccine is a gene editing vaccine.
So we'll make now, your children and your and future generations that much more susceptible to the COVID.
Well, we don't know what it will do. We don't know whether it will edit out your ability to defend yourself against cancer, or whether it will edit out your ability to be assertive, or whether it will edit out your ability to stay alive, or whether it will edit out your ability to reproduce, or something else. We don't know what the gene editing will do. They only know a little of what it will do. But let's see, Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci and the head of WHO and the other poobahs all tell us that there are too many people on the planet. These same people all tell us that they want to give us a vaccine that's going to edit our genes. What could possibly go wrong? Well, for them, maybe not much. But for us, maybe everything. This is beyond insanity. This is beyond evil. This has reached the point of cosmic destruction.
Genocide. The word
genocide.
Is
genocide. Genocide means the side, the murder of the people. Gen, as in generation, as in general, as in all of us. This is a level of evil that is beyond comprehension. But wait, there's more. In addition, we get quantum dots. We get smart dust in a wet form. We get injected with trackers that can never be removed because once in the body, they dissolve, they dissipate, and then they self-replicate. Now, they do two things. One, they transmit information, beep, 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 to the sensors. And believe me, the sensors are everywhere. And two, they accept information. They accept information that has biological consequences. What could possibly go wrong? From their point, not much. From our point, everything. That's what these vaccines are. They're not just the ordinary, deadly, horrendous vaccines that cause a vast number of chronic health problems in our children and in ourselves. No, 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 no. These are special, new, improved monster devices. And every vaccine company in the United States licensed to deploy vaccines has signed a contract between 2011 and 2013 with the Department of Defense, saying that at the request of the Department of Defense, they will deploy nanochips, unmarked secretly with every vaccine.
You have to assert your right of informed consent at every opportunity. And hopefully that will get you through this. It may not. And if it doesn't, if they become that fascistic that they ignore the right of informed consent, that they join the Nazi doctors in Nuremberg, if that happens, you have to self-shield. You can't go to the grocery store. You can't go on vacations. You will have to self-shield, order your food online and have it delivered to you, and do not go out. In a few months' time, enough people will be dropping dead of the third or fourth or fifth wave, to which they are going to become exceptionally virulent responders, that it will become obvious, and the system of depopulation will collapse on its own weight, and the people who survive are the ones who are smart enough to defend themselves and to be ready for this. You have to be ready for what's about to happen.
I could not agree more with what you just said, Ralph, but let me point out that you've heard Fauci, who is as bad a person as Gates. We talk about Fauchism when we talk about public health tyranny. Fauci has said, oh, wait, there's another pandemic coming in the fall. This is a new swine flu. Ooh, ooh. Now, who's to say, excuse me, just let me finish.
Yeah, go ahead.
Who's to say that your response to this new pandemic, and you can be sure it too is genetically engineered, I'm sure of that, and I don't have the data yet. Who's to say that your response to that new pandemic won't be engineered into this genetically editing vaccine? Who is to say what the response of your genes will be to genetic editing, to a CRISPR vaccine? Well, they are to say, but they ain't telling. I'm sorry, Richard, I didn't mean to.
No, that's okay. And we have to wrap up in a second. But I think the strategy, as far as I can tell, is that when the vaccine damage does happen, or any other damage that's in the works from 5G and things like that, that will be called the next wave of COVID. And they're hoping that people will go along with that, which will justify further measures. And the other thing is that the people who are locked in their houses, I mean, originally we were told it was 15 days and everything would be over, right? It's now 4.5 months, something like that. And I don't think they're planning to ever let people out. And our new emperor, you know, the philanthropist, has said that, to be fair, it might not be a new wave. It could be a bioweapon. And that would really be too bad. It's like the mafia saying it would really be too bad if your building burned down. He's saying it would really be terrible if a bioweapon were released in the near future. But that's what's more likely, according to him. So we're going to have to stay flexible and see what we can do. But I think all these things need to be supported. It brings up the importance of supporting Patty Finn's work. And in fact, it made me wonder if you think she'd like to be on the air or if she's allowed to do that.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm sure she'd like to be on the air. She has her own radio show. She is an articulate health freedom advocate. And if you like, we'll make an introduction, give you...
Yeah, let's do that.
Yes, absolutely. That I don't know of many more important things than protecting your immune system, protecting and asserting your right of informed consent correctly, and getting the word out. The people you know trust you more than they trust me. I have a white coat. I have a stethoscope. I have a medical degree. They know you, and they trust you. You tell them something, and they're going to pay more attention to it than when I tell them, regardless of what your qualifications are that they know you. So use that. Become
a trusted friend
of truth.
And that applies to everybody.
Who advocates for truth. Exactly.
Right. We should be able to spread it quite quickly. Okay, and to stay up with what you are both doing, DrRemaTruthReports.com, right? And everything important will be there. And Open Source Truth.
OpenSourceTruth.com, TruthAboutCoronavirus.com. These are incredibly important sources, but please, we also send out information in our email blasts. Please sign up for our e-list. Nobody else will ever get your information from us.
And that's at DrEmaTruthReports.com, right?
And at Open Source Truth and at Truth About Coronavirus. Basically, wherever you go that we are, you can sign up for our
All right. And if any of those links are blocked, which they often are in an email, I've experienced that a lot, you can copy and paste that link and it gets around the block.
Right.
Sometimes. So if it doesn't, just send us an email. And, you know, we get attacked and hacked all the time. I went to moderate a comment today on Open Source Truth because I'm one of the administrators and I can do that. And it told me that it was a suspicious site, and for my own good, I should better back away and not go to the site.
Right. Not like there's any collusion or anything, but this is happening simultaneously on all the different web browsers and virus programs and malware programs, things like that.
Thank God we don't have censorship.
Yeah, no, they would censor the censorship if they found it right away, okay. So it would be safe.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it, and we'll be seeing you in the future very shortly.
Thank you so much.
Okay, talk to you soon. Whoa, we went a few minutes over, you guys. I think actually we have about 3 minutes left in the past here before we end the non-live show, if you understand what I'm saying. And I really suggest that everybody support Patty Finn's work. And it was very generous of Natural Solutions Foundation trustees to say they will recommend that anything that you would have given them right now, give to Patty Finn. And you can see that on DrEmaTruthReports.com. And it sounds like one of the most important legal operations in known history, actually, because it would make a huge difference to get that through so that the forced non-consensual treatments with the vaccines would be blocked, and that would be incredible. We'll have them back. This is just a short live show. They'll be back on a full-length Sunday show in the very near future because there's a lot that we did not get to. In the meantime, just remember that the Sunday shows are every week on 6 o'clock Pacific time, 9 o'clock Eastern, Sundays on multiple platforms, and you can keep up with those at lostartsradio.com, or you can also get on our mailing list in case that's the only way we can get material to you at some point. Sign up there. It's free. Name and an email address is all you need. What else? There's donate buttons because we're not doing commercials. If you haven't noticed, I'll just remind you that if you want to see us stay on the air as long as possible, and our other projects, including the school that we want to build, that I haven't figured out a way to do that without funding. But if you have a way to help with that, that's great. We have donate buttons on lostartsradio.com and our nonprofit page where everything is run from. And that's financially anyway, that's money that they use to support us. And that's lostartsresearchinstitute.org. You can donate there or at subscribestar.com/loststartsradio. And I would also recommend subscribing to us on brighteon.com, brighteon.com. They don't censor at all. And in case the other ones become more difficult, you can find us there. What else? We're also, I started coming back and participating in more of the social media stuff that I haven't had time for months, and I still don't, but it's important. I'm trying to interact personally with people more, not necessarily one-on-one except for the private consulting appointments, which I have been able to keep up with so far, but everybody on the Facebook group, that's a group for Lost Arts Radio. I'm making short videos to put up there, and I'll respond to common questions and things that people want covered. And they're just like 5-minute videos, so they don't take too much of your time. And you can keep up with those at the Facebook group on Lost Arts Radio. I think that's about it. Planetary Healing Club meets in half an hour or a little bit less, right on the hour, every week, Saturdays at let's see, that would be 5, 6 o'clock, 6 o'clock Pacific time, 9 o'clock Eastern on Saturdays. That's a private group for people that want to go into depth that we can't cover on the public shows. And there are very small dues to get in there, but they help us stay on the air, which is kind of useful. And if we can get people joining Planetary Healing Club from all over the world, there's deeper level work that we're doing to try to turn all these things around. And it's pretty interesting stuff, so you might want to participate. I don't care what part of the world you're in. We need you for that if you're willing to work within yourself and do some really powerful things. Physical health information we share that's suppressed everywhere, as well as consciousness tools that are not just kind of nice belief things. They're practical and they actually have power. So join us if you want to, if you're interested in any of that. PlanetaryHealingClub.com has a portal to that, and we could see you in half an hour if you do it quickly. Otherwise, one of these Saturdays, whenever you feel like it. So thanks for joining us. Sorry I went over a couple of minutes, but I think any information from Rima and Ralph is worth it. And by the way, in case anybody's wondering, Rima's wound on her nose where it was red, that's not malaria. She's not dissolving. It's not from muggers inside the store that were attacking her for no mask. It's from her dog that was jumping at something above her head and wasn't attempting to attack her. So just in case, you know, we want to stop any conspiracy theory stories about what's happening to Rima, she's fine. I think that's about it. Watch for the videos on Facebook group of Lost Arts Radio, and we'll look forward to seeing you shortly.
Introducing Lost Arts Radio on Subscribestar.com. Just go to Subscribestar.com/Lost Arts Radio to find our rewards program, offering 10 different giving levels starting at just $5 a month. We offer incredible value for any rewards level, from extra monthly interview videos not available publicly to subscription-based Planetary Healing Club videos once, twice, or three times a month, to private counseling sessions with Lost Arts Radio host Richard Sachs, to tech help with me, Doug Diamond. We even have one option where you can be the star on Lost Arts Radio as our guest on a specially produced show just for you. We conduct an interview with you and broadcast it to our growing network and listenership. Our Subscribestar levels are one of a kind and offer great rewards for any budget. Please help support Lost Arts Radio. We can't do it without you. With increasing censorship on many of our channels, we really need your support today to keep doing what we're doing. As Richard says, we're not even at survival level yet. Lost Arts Radio has 3 weekly shows. Lost Arts Radio Live each Saturday night at 7:30 Eastern, 4:30 Pacific, which is a live stream currently on multiple platforms in case we get banned from some of the larger ones. Right now, we're on 2 YouTube channels, Facebook Live, Periscope, which is Twitter, Twitch, and DLive. You can access these broadcasts by going to www.lostartsradio.com/live for all the links to those channels. The Planetary Healing Club meets right after Lost Arts Radio Live at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on Saturday nights. And our Sunday show with guests airs at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on Sunday nights on our Blog Talk Radio channel, our YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and on Brighteon. Be sure to sign up for our free email list just in case we do get banned on big tech's platforms. It's just a matter of time, really. They don't like the stuff we talk about, and they do not want the truth out there. In fact, they have already attacked us numerous times. Join our free email list so we can let you know where we are and how to access our shows. The sign-up button is right on the top right on most pages of our website. The best starting point for all things Lost Arts Radio is our main site, lostartsradio.com, where you can find the hottest news selection videos that we curate just for you. Those are on the homepage and added to daily, as well as articles and breaking news about information you really need to know. Our show archives, the 10 most recent shows, are right on our homepage, as well as our Blog Talk Radio page at blogtalkradio.com/lostartsradio, or just click the All Things Radio Show tab right on our website. We're in the podcast directory on iTunes, and all of our shows except the banned ones are on our YouTube channels at Lost Arts Radio and at Diamond Disc. Our Brighteon page is really taking off, and we often have editors' picks videos right on their homepage. Visit Brighteon.com/channel/Lost Arts Radio. On our site, you can also access our free listener forum as well as sign up for the Planetary Healing Club, which is just $25 a month, where you get private access to a one-on-one interaction with host Richard Sachs and myself and the other club members who participate live. More info can be found at planetaryhealingclub.com. We're providing solutions in there to make the world a better place. Come join us. Thanks again for listening to and supporting Lost Arts Radio. We love having you as part of our family to learn, experience, and grow with.